Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetic Holy Ghost Revival is in its 17th week with the Canadian prophetess Gloria Johnson at Wayne Park's Full Gospel Church. Don't miss what God is doing in this place.
This is Prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson. You must change your plans, rearrange your schedules, and meet me this week, Wednesday night. Bring me the pillow that you sleep on. I want to prophesy over it. You will have God dreams. Thursday night, the report of the Lord's service. Friday night, I'm bringing in my special green prophet's oil. Then Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday night at 7, meet me and meet your miracle.
It's all happening at Wayne Park's Full Gospel Church, 2201 Northeast 19th Street.
Northeast 19th Street in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Go to wayneparks.com for more information. The meeting is about over, so get in this week so that you will not be left out. Full Gospel Church, Gloria Johnson.
It's the afternoon praise right here on 1520 AM WEXY.
Wilson Manors, Oakland Park, Fort Lauderdale, and the surrounding areas.
The following is a paid advertisement. The sponsor is entirely responsible for its content.
The recording has started.
You've got it locked on the best in gospel talk.
1520 AM
WEXY.
Wilson Manors.
The following is a paid advertisement. The sponsor is entirely responsible for its content.
Save the date, Monday, August 6th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the African American Research Library and Cultural Center, 2650 Sistrunk Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. None other than best-selling New York Times book author Kimberla Lawson Roby. You don't want to miss this, and she'll be signing books for you. Better Late Than Never, a Reverend Curtis Black novel by Kimberla Lawson Roby. She'll be signing and meeting and greeting on Monday, August 6th at the African American Research Library and Cultural Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
That's right, South Florida. I don't want you to miss it. It's going to be a fantastic and a wonderful time. But she's going to be here August 6th. She's going to be physically here, able to do sign your books and everything like that. So you want to make sure that you are in place and in studio for that. I do believe I have her in a studio. We do thank God for you all who are tuning in and listening in and are ready. We're going to be talking to you all a little bit about this great powerhouse woman of God, Kimberla Lawson Roby. She's a New York Times best-selling author and speaker. Kimberla Lawson Roby has published 26 books, y'all, 26 books, which include Sinful Woman, A Sinful Calling, Best Friends Forever. The list, I mean, it's 26 books, so I'm definitely not going to be able to tell you all the names. But you can definitely go on Amazon. You can go on Barnes and Nobles, you can go to Walmart, you can go to any of those outlets, you can go to Indie Books, and you can make sure that you get her whole and entire complete set of books. I tell you, it's fantastic, and I'm so excited because we're getting ready to talk to her about her Reverend Curtis Black series, and we're going to talk to her about this Reverend Curtis Black series. We're getting ready to go live on Facebook. We're getting ready to do all of that. So before we do that, I just want to kick in just a little music, and then we're going to go right into our interview with Second Wind and Kiara Sheard.
Yeah.
right, y'all. Don't you know God's already working it out? We do thank God for each and every one of you tuning into the broadcast. You are tuned into WEXY. We're on the radio and on the record. That's right, WEXY on the radio and on the record with none other than New York Times best-selling author Kimberly Lawson Roby. And I tell you, she is a fantastic and dynamic speaker and writer, 26 books under her belt, and she's got a 15-book series that just came to a close. We're getting ready to bring her on into studio. So it's going to be on and popping, y'all. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? She's going to tell us a little bit about herself, and then we're going to get right into talking about some of the questions and some of the things that you want to do, ask. By the way, you can call in. The number to call, 954-561-1553 or 954-561-1554, and you will be able to be one of our callers on the air. That's 954-561-1553 or 954-561-1554. And we're going to be taking more calls later on in the broadcast, but right now we're getting ready to hear from the dynamic, powerful woman of God herself, none other than Kimberly Lawson Roby. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. How are you? Hello?
Unmuted. Muted.
I'm sorry,
hello?
We may be having some technical difficulties. I think she's getting ready to come on now, but let me just make sure and check.
Hello?
Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you.
Unmuted.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Ah, there we go. I knew
okay.
Something was happening. How you doing?
Yeah.
God bless you.
I'm fine. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
We're excited. I mean, I was taking a look at and hearing all the information, and, of course, my general manager, she is absolutely over the moon. I know you know her very well. She's very shy about her name being mentioned, so I'm not going to mention her name, but everybody knows exactly who I'm talking about when I say general manager. And, I mean, first I want to say it was absolutely fantastic and phenomenal of you to do what you did when they were going through that organ donation. That was, I mean, unbelievable. You know, when people write into different people that you admire, sometimes you're scared because you're afraid you're not going to get a good response. But you had the most phenomenal response, and I have to give you a lot of respect for that.
Oh, thank you so very much. I remember saying to her, gosh, this is the least I could do. So,
in the South Florida market, I know some of us are aware of you because, you know, some of us do read. But oftentimes they say that, you know, when you get to the southern states, if it's not on an audiobook, they're not going to – and I know you're on audiobooks. I know that. But, you know, we don't hardly like to read. So could you introduce yourself to our South Florida audience and let them know a little bit about who you are, what you do? Like I said, I know you're a speaker, and I know you're a writer, and 26 books, my gosh. And I know that you're well-renowned. You're all over the place. I'm so excited you even decided to come here on WEXY 1520. You've got a serious book tour going on and television tour. So share a little bit with our listeners so they can know who you are.
Well, I actually started my career in 1995. So, and I was 30 years old. So as you can probably imagine, writing wasn't a lifelong dream of mine, at least not in a fictional format. I've always loved writing. Was always told by elementary school, junior high school teachers that I had a gift for it, but I guess I just never paid a whole lot of attention to it. But after working in corporate America and in just the business arena in general, I started thinking back to what my real passion was and what I believe my purpose was. And so from there, I started writing, and I was working as a financial analyst for city government. So I would work from 8 to 5, and then in the evenings, every single evening in 1995, starting in April of that year, I would come home and just write all the way till 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And I would write on the weekends and even on holidays. And that took me like 7 months. And that's pretty much what my primary focus was. Long story short, submitted to literary agents, was rejected by every single one of them. Same thing when I submitted my query letters and manuscript directly to publishing houses. And so it was my husband who said, you know, why don't you think about starting your own company and publishing the book yourself? And my mom, she couldn't see my giving up. And so I heard both of them and listened to my husband. He borrowed money from his 401k account so that I could do it. And the book ended up doing well right out of the gate. And I did find an agent shortly after, did find a publisher, and I've been published with the major New York publishing houses ever since then.
Well, I tell you, that is absolutely amazing, and that is such a story of courage and go-ahead for our young people, because our young people, I know some of our young people today will quit. They'll stop short of what God has for them and stop
mm-hmm.
short of being able to have the very best God has for them because they get a no, because they feel rejected, and they're like, oh, I feel rejected, and they go into depression. And it sounds to me that that's one of the ways that you're able to, I mean, it is fiction writing, but it deals with modern day, very real church topics.
Mm-hmm. It definitely does. And you know, I've written about so many different social issues, but when it comes to problems in the church, corruption in the church, scandal, you know, and sort of the list just sort of goes on and on. I've really, really wanted to write about that because so many times what we will see, and I think this is nationwide, people see it across the board, is that many times people are in church and they find themselves worshiping another person standing in the pulpit versus worshiping God. And I think that's where the problems can really come, and people disappoint us, and pastors are not perfect, just as none of us are perfect. And so I'm just always sharing all the time that I think the key is to really focus on your own personal relationship with God, read the word for yourself, and more than anything, treat other people the way you want to be treated.
Yes, ma'am, and that's a hard thing for people to do. We'll forgive ourselves of things, or we'll give ourselves some leeway, but we won't
mm-hmm.
give others leeway. And
exactly.
But then sometimes we're hard on ourselves
mm-hmm.
when we're overweight or whatever our condition might be, or maybe it was some type of sexual harassment thing, and the first thing you think it's you, and it's all your fault, and you're trying to find
mm-hmm.
ways to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But or to hide yourself, or to diminish who you are because you figure it's because you did something that made this all happen. So, I mean, I'm grateful for your gift, your ministry. I'm grateful for you stepping out on faith, and I believe that will encourage a lot of people who are listening to the broadcast to step out on faith, to, you know, don't take the no's as a you can't do it,
mm-hmm.
but make those knows be the stepping stone to your success, because you are quite successful, and you could have easily had said, well, look, nobody will publish me, so I'll stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I was actually leaning toward.
And then
once
you
I
wouldn't have this great series.
No, definitely not. And so I am, you know, forever thankful for my mom saying, you know, please don't give up. I just really think that if you stick with this, something can happen. And certainly my husband, who at that time, I have to admit, believed a lot more in me and my writing than I did myself. And he was also the person who said, and I also think you need to give your 2-week notice. You need to quit your job, because if you don't give this 100% of your time, I don't think you're going to have any success with it. And I was terrified of that, going from 2 incomes to 1 income. But again, I listened to him, and I have been writing full time ever since then. And that was the fall of 1996. So 22 years almost now.
My goodness. Well, we thank God for you having a supportive system and a support system that will work with you. I know some people may not. We're going to take a quick break, kind of remind people about that you'll be here at the African American Library, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about this final Reverend Curtis Black novel that's going to be released on the 31st, and how some people will actually have an opportunity to win a copy of that, as well as some people may be getting a copy to win the full series. So we're excited about having you in studio, and I really am excited about your story. Because I believe it is an encouragement, having worked with so many young people and even some older folks who have determined that it's past my time now to do the things that God has given me. I missed my opportunity. So I definitely would love for you to continue to share with us how you did it and how, with your team, ways to encourage people who may not have the same support system, what to do and how to kind of encourage yourself, so to speak. I know that's not what you had to do, but still, I'm sure you can give people some ways to find to encourage themselves to continue to move forward in God. So we thank you guys for tuning in. You are tuned into On the Record, right? We're for the record, I should say, WEXY on the radio for the record, and we're going to be back with none other than Kimberla Lawson Roby. I'm Nikki V of WEXY, and we'll be right back after this.
Save the date, Monday, August 6th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the African American Research Library and Cultural Center, 2650 Sisquunk Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. None other than best-selling New York Times book author Kimberla Lawson Roby. You don't want to miss this, and she'll be signing books for you. Better Late Than Never, a Reverend Curtis Black novel by Kimberla Lawson Roby. She'll be signing and meeting and greeting on Monday, August 6th at the African American Research Library and Cultural Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
All right, well, we hope that you guys won't miss it, and we do thank God for you all tuning into the broadcast and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. You are listening to WEXY on the radio, on the record, and we do thank God for you all tuning in and listening in. We are excited about what's going on, and we had a couple little technical difficulties that are happening, but we definitely want you all to listen up, hear out, be a part of Kimberla Lawson Roby, and I want to give you a little bit of things that you can actually get. So you can go on to her website to learn more about her, more about what she's got going on, get more information about her books, about being able to book her. She's got that an email. So Kim Roby, KimRoby.com is where you go to find out more. And if you want to try to get her for a speaking engagement or that, publicity@KimRoby.com. publicity@KimRoby.com. Now, the time has finally come to bring Reverend Curtis Black series to an end. Casting the First Stone, which was released in January 2000, I don't think she really ever planned on making a whole series. According to what I've read, and she had really just thought she was going to do this one book and be done with it. But looks like it went from casting the first stone to all the way to Better Late Than Never. And I'm telling you, it's fiction writing, but it's fiction writing that reflects what we know of in our church. And I tell you, it has been phenomenal, all the things that she writes about. Now, all of her books are on audiobook, except for Better Late Than Never, because that hasn't even released yet. It's going to come out on the 31st, but three people who are listening to the broadcast today will actually get a copy of that pre-release book. So you'll be the first ones to have a copy of the book, the first ones. Nobody else will have a copy of it before you. That's right, you. And that's because you're on WEXY, on the radio, on the for the record, and we're here with New York Times best-selling author Kimberla Lawson Roby. Now, like I said, we had some technical difficulties, and we're getting ready to come up to that half. Okay. We're getting ready to come up to the half, to the top of the half. And when we come up to the top of the half, we'll be going on a little bit further, and we definitely want to make sure that we get all the information out there. But I'm telling you, I'm excited for those who are listening in and who are going to be getting the book. It is a phenomenal read, and of course, like I said, it will be coming to audiobook because she has everything on audiobook except for this one, but it's not on audiobook just yet, at least not that I believe, not that I know so far, but she will let us know exactly when it will be on audiobook. I believe we're back connected again, so God bless you, and welcome back to studio. I don't know if I should call you pastor, prophetess, evangelist, minister, Kimberla.
It's just Kimberla.
I didn't know what kind of title I was supposed to give you or what. All right, well, we do thank you.
Just Kimberla. Or even Kim, but yeah, Kimberla is fine.
Okay. Well, if I can call you Kim, that'll help me because I keep feeling like I'm going to say Kimberly, and I'm like, Lord, please don't let me say it. Please don't let me say it.
Yeah, and I'm fine if you do. That happens all the time. It's a little bit different. And, of course, there's a story with that as well.
Okay, well, you know what? I love stories.
I know. Well, so, okay, it's Kimberla. It ends in an A. And my mom and I, the first time it ever happened, the conversation came up, and I just laughed and laughed because I had never heard her explain it that way. But a woman said, oh, my gosh. My
muted.
Mom, Arlita, and she said, Arlita, how creative you were with your daughter's name. And she said, I wasn't creative. That's a typo on her birth certificate. And so my brothers are Willie and Michael, so clearly my mother was not planning to veer off from Kimberly with the Y, but I just decided to keep it. She wanted to get it changed and actually went forward with getting it corrected, and I thought, well, it's still Kim anyway. And so
right. Well, that is an interesting story, and that is, you know, I do believe that things are by design, right?
Mm-hmm.
So not that you couldn't be who you are if your name was regularly Kimberly, because
mm-hmm.
that didn't make any difference. But it's something that can let you stand out having that change.
Mm-hmm.
And since God already knew who you were going to be, what you were going to be, and where you were going to be, having that difference makes the distinction so that you don't have to be confused with anybody else. You don't have to be – people automatically will be like, okay, you know what? I've heard that name before because why? It's not what I'm used to. I know I can recognize that afar off.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I'm just grateful that for the story because it's like, you know, nothing happens by accident. And
no.
Even when moms do whatever you think they're doing, it's not by chance.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So now, final, last one. I'm thinking about crying,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, you know, everybody, and, you know, I was saying earlier that I don't believe you plan to actually have a whole big 15-book series. You probably just wanted to have that one book and be done.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you found yourself teen books.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of want to cry because it seems like, you know, you should probably do more series. I'm just, you know, it just seems like you should probably do. Even
and
if it's not a Curtis, Reverend Curtis Black.
It's like, oh, no, nobody gets it. This is the last one. Even family members and friends, I've been talking about it for the last year, and I'll say one thing. It's like, oh, I'm finishing up the last book. This is it. And then the comeback will be, maybe you just need a break. And then the next comment again might be, well, maybe just a few years from now, Curtis can come back one more time. And I'm thinking, wow, nobody gets it. And my husband, Will, was even silent a number of times when I was saying it. I don't think anyone ever really believed it, and nobody really wanted to see it come to an end. So it's been bittersweet reading all of the social media comments on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and just hearing people, you know, make these comments as though they're in total shock about it. And so it is an end of an era. So I've shed some tears. I'm going to miss writing about the characters and the series as a whole and just hearing all of the awesome feedback from my readers and the connection, you know, that God allowed me to have with them because of this particular series.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, you have to figure. I mean, it's really like losing a loved one. I mean, there's a sense of loss that's going to come out of this, that's already coming. That's why there's that denial. Nope, it can't be over.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, resurrect him from the dead. You know, and I'm just, you know, saying.
Yeah, so, but, no, I just, it's the end. It's definitely, definitely going to be the end. And then the next question that I've been getting a lot lately, I guess I didn't consider this either, was, well, are you starting a new series? You know, if you don't want to.
Right.
You know, and it's like, no, no plans to do that either, so.
Huh?
No.
Well, wait. No, wait. So, wait. Okay, let's just get down to brass tacks. Okay, you said no new series. Okay. And I'm not even going to try to ask about the spinoff because I'm sure that's another question they ask you. Well, can you do an Alicia spinoff? But what I'm going to say is, so you're just going to stop writing all together? Don't say Liz not Zoe.
No, I'm not planning to do that. I love writing too much. There's no doubt about that. But it will be in a different form. I mean, so if I do fiction again, it will be standalone titles the way I've done with, you know, 12 of my other books, the ability of doing sequels. I just want to write one solid story. But even before that, I've been wanting to. God laid it on my heart a good while ago, and I've sort of ignored it, and I want to write my first nonfiction book, so that's really going to be my focus for my next writing project.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to be hard-pressed for that one. I'm going to be looking for that one. I'm going to be like, look, I want the nonfiction. I want the one where you help us learn how to live right, that one.
And that's my hope is, you know, what can I say in terms of what's going on in my life that might help another woman? And that's nothing against our men, you know, our brothers, any of that, but I just feel like, okay, you know, how do we help women move forward and be their best selves?
Yeah, that is very much needed within Christendom, and even as I was saying before, I love your story and sharing your story because so many people feel like when people get where you are now, that happened because, ta-da, open says me.
Mm-hmm.
And that you had no conflict, that there were no, there was no rejection. There were no times where, there was never a time when people thought, oh, her book? She can't write no book. What do you mean? Or that they said, that topic, that subject, with that information, no one's going to read it.
No, exactly. And, you know, that's the thing. And I actually expected a certain amount of backlash writing about corruption in the church. I mean, we all know that it has gone on way before any of us were ever born, but it was mostly hush-hush. Nobody was talking about it as openly, and especially book after book after book, and just opening up these discussions. I mean, folks were coming out to my book signing events for the first tour, Forecasting the First Stone, and the conversations would become so lively that folks were saying the names of their pastors who were just like Reverend Curtis Black. And so that's what really made me see, oh my gosh, he really is alive and well in every single city in the country.
Yeah, so technically you haven't been writing nonfiction.
No, that's it. So I say I write about real-life issues in a fictional format. That's what I've always sort of said myself. That's what I've seen my writing as, and it's the truth. So I don't write anything that's particularly made up, except I do expand on the stories. I don't write exact situations, but I'm certainly inspired by what I know in real life, and of course, the names are totally different.
Well, I mean, like I said, someone who's listening in, one of the Facebook Live comments was, hey, you know, we are appreciative of your boldness and your tenacity, your ability to really just kind of say and do and talk and be open about these things. Because, yes, as you said, 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
this was not, you didn't talk about this. You didn't say this.
No.
I mean, nowadays, yeah, everybody says it. Everybody talks about it. Everybody's, you know, going in. But at that point, casting the first stone, yeah, that was tough. Because you was casting the first stone, literally. So now, we're getting ready to get into another break period. And I also want to talk about your book tour, some of the cities that you'll be in, and what people can expect when you come to the African American Library here on the 6th from 6 to 8. Okay, so we'll be right back, all right?
Okay.
Save the date, Monday, August 6th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the African American Research Library and Cultural Center, 2650 Sisdrunk Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. None other than Seth
best-selling New York Times book author Kimberla Lawson Roby. You don't want to miss this, and she'll be signing books for you. Better Late Than Never, a Reverend Curtis Black novel by Kimberla Lawson Roby. She'll be signing and meeting and greeting on Monday, August 6th at the African American Research Library and Cultural Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it, y'all. Y'all want to make sure that you are involved and that you get there. It is going to be fantastic. We're excited that we were able to have an opportunity to talk with her in studio. By the way, you are tuned in to WEXY 1520 AM, and it's WEXY on the radio for the record with Kimberla Lawson Roby. And we're talking about Better Late Than Never, that book that will be released on July 31st. And the fact that it's the end of a series, and we're saying so long farewell to the series life, but we're saying hello to her going back to novels and her being able to give us some material that can really help us grow. She's given us a lot of information about what she sees, and I'm sure that she's going to come out with a book that will help address some of those problems so that we might be able to bring a solution to the situation that is so pervasive in the churches. We thank God for this New York Times bestseller, Kim Lawson Roby. Thank you, ma'am, for being with us. Welcome back to studio.
Well, thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it.
And I'm excited. I saw a thing where Tony Evans and you paired back to back, and that's one of your novels, I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was Son of a Woman, I believe, from last year, my title that came out. And so, of course, what an honor just to – he was number one for the nonfiction list, and I was for fiction, and it's just a joy to see that.
And we're excited about the fact that you hit that bestseller – okay, I'm trying to think of the number here now. How many times was it?
I made the New York Times list 13 out of 26 books.
Right, because I was going to say, I saw it on, like, yeah, about 13 books. I was like, how many times is it again?
Yeah, it's like, I always say 13 to 15, but I always say 13 to be safe, but I really need to go back and figure that out. But I know for sure 13 and possibly two more.
Because it looked, yeah, it looked, I was going to say 20, because I was looking and I'm like, okay, that's a bestseller, that's a bestseller, that's a bestseller. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay, wait, which ones aren't a bestseller?
mm-hmm.
And all of them, again, are phenomenal. And everybody usually gets really caught up in it. Now, one of the things I had people ask me, so I need to find out, when will Better Late Than Never be on audiobooks? Because I know that we have a pre-release.
It's being released the same day, next Tuesday.
Okay.
July 31st. And actually, I have a male reader, actor, and also Maria Howell has been the reader of a number of my books for the female character. So she's reading for Charlotte. And Maria is, it's always kind of funny, I just discovered this last week. So have you seen Tyler Perry's movie, and it's the one... Daddy's Little Girl. You know when Gabrielle Union and, what's his name? Is it Brian White? I can't remember if that's
correct
or not, but they come out. You know, he's this great attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wife pulls up in the SUV with the kids.
Right.
That's Maria. So Maria is actually my reader. But I just discovered this. And all this time of just knowing her and communicating with her about my books and her reading them for the audio, I never knew that that was her character. And so this is kind of like an interesting tidbit. But she's also the woman who, you know, in The Color Purple, when they come from the juke joint and they come into the church, but the woman who begins singing in the choir.
Okay, yes.
That's her as well.
Wow.
Years ago, yeah.
Nice.
So just a little audio reader trivia.
Yeah. Those little trivia points that, you know, people never think about. But,
no,
yeah, especially because I think a lot of the people that are listening to our broadcast are your audiobook people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they're all audiobook people because I have some educators,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of my educators are book readers. But my educators like to read books as well as listen to the audiobooks.
Yes.
They like to do both. They like to read it and then hear it.
Yes.
So.
Yes, but the audio numbers are up noticeably to me over this last couple of years, and I don't know if it's because everyone's busy. You know, a lot of people commute, but I mean that's always been the case. But it just seems like I get more and more communication from readers about the audiobook. Really interesting.
Yes, ma'am. And I think you're right. One is because it's very convenient.
Yes.
Because, and that's why I said, like a lot of my educators, I think they like reading the book as well as listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that educators, you know, like being able to hear it while they're having those two ways of coming into you, like listening and reading. But I think at the same time, when you're on your break, you can have your lunch.
Yes.
And not to say that you can't read the book, but like you're on your lunch break and you can just like, okay, I have it playing, I'm doing what I got to do,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking care of my stuff, I'm commuting, I'm driving, I'm all those different things. So it allows you to be able to enjoy what you enjoy without having to take away. And usually I think when they're doing the audiobooks, I'm not trying to be funny, but when you read, it tends to make you get sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when you're being read to, you kind of get into it. So it's like the story comes alive a little bit more.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Than when you're like reading it yourself. So I think that's some of the reasons why audiobooks are becoming so much bigger right now than ever, because hey, people don't really have the time to sit down and read, and like I said, it tends to make them feel sleepy. So
yeah, it does. So it's a good thing, and I'm just excited, and you know, to hear, and I, you know, just look forward to hearing what everyone thinks next week.
Excellent. So now, are they going to be on Audible?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Audible or CD, so whichever, you know, anyone chooses.
All right.
I'm sure Google Play, pretty much across the board of all of the
audio
formats.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So do you have any tips for first-time authors, for potential first-time authors? Because I did say I was going to come back to that, and somebody definitely reminded me on my Facebook Live. They were like, hey, we want the tips.
Well, you know, so the first thing is definitely this. This is above all, and that is to make sure that writing is your passion and it's your purpose. And so many times we can have ideas, or even if you're interested in writing a nonfiction book, and there can be excitement about it, but I just think it's like with everything else, you need to make sure that this is what God has placed you on this earth to do. Otherwise, it becomes a job, and it doesn't necessarily turn out as well as you might want it to. So that's the first thing. The second thing is to never pay attention to what's popular, what's trendy, what somebody else is doing in terms of being a writer and what their voice is, but find your own voice and write straight from your heart.
Yeah, now that sounds like my deal right there. 'Cause I don't know if I'm meant to write, but I know that I definitely like finding my own voice, finding my own perspective, my own way of dealing with topics or talking about things or sharing things.
Yes.
And some people were like, wow, you know, you didn't do this like that other person. I was like, because I'm not them. If I was them, then that's who I'd be, but I'm not. I'm me.
No, you don't want to be.
Exactly. So now, your book tour. You're going to be in Rockford, Dallas, Texas, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Memphis, Tennessee, Charlotte, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale, okay, Baltimore, and Chicago. Oh, and you have a speaking engagement in Scottsdale, Arizona, right, in Indianapolis?
I do, in September, and as well as in Indianapolis.
Woo-hoo! Okay, so wait. I definitely want to talk about Fort Lauderdale, but I want to say that for the last 15.
Okay.
Speaking engagements, because I definitely want to talk about those and what you talk about and what, when people call you for speaking engagements, is it always just about the book? What do you, what's going on with those?
Well, of course, I always said I think that I likely get a lot of the calls because I'm an author, because I've written a certain amount of books, and they speak to real-life social issues that so many women either have dealt with, they're dealing with now, or they have a family member or female friend or coworker who might be dealing with some of what the characters are struggling with or trying to overcome in the book. But usually with my speaking engagements, it's still more about my story and how I got started, you know, and inspiring others to figure out their passion and to follow their purpose, how to just be a better woman all around. So the list just sort of goes on and on, but it really is usually geared toward an audience of women wherever I usually end up speaking at.
Okay, and do you do workshops?
I have not done that. I've been asked, but I just haven't done that. So I'm just going to have to start thinking a little bit more about that, I guess, in the future. But for the most part, it's been general speaking engagements, more keynote speaking type engagements.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so now, I said I was going to do, well, yeah, we're just about that time. We'll hit that break, and then we'll deal with the last 15 minutes of really just giveaways. And what exactly can we expect when we see you August 6th at the...
So I'm going to actually arrive a little bit earlier than usual at 5 p.m. because, as it's turned out, I'm having to... my husband and I will be flying out really late from Fort Lauderdale to Atlanta versus very early the next morning because I've now been booked on Sister Circle for an interview the next morning. So I'm going to sign as many books as I can between 5 and 6, and then at 6 I will speak about my career, about the books, just a few things that I just want to talk about to readers. And then I'm going to do a Q&A, just take questions and answer those questions, whether it's about my career, whether it's about me personally, whether it's about how to start writing a book, whether it's about how to get published, how to find a literary agent, but I'll be answering all of those questions. And then once all of those have been answered, then I'll sign the rest of the books.
Wow, wow, wow. So it's going to be a fantastic and phenomenal evening. By the way, everybody, I'm Nikki V, and you are listening to, if you just tuned in, Kimbala Lawson Roby, and she is a New York Times best-selling author. And she is talking with us in studio about lots of things, but one of the things is Better Late Than Never, the final Reverend Curtis Black novel. And she's written 26 books in total, and many of them are on the bestsellers list, various markets and various areas, but, of course, on the New York Times bestsellers list. And she will be with us and on August 6th. And we are excited about all the things that she's offering, all the things that she has to give, all the things, all the secrets and the tips. If you missed it, you missed it. You can probably get the replay back maybe we'll replay it on WEXY. But Facebook Live, it'll replay, and Blog Talk, it'll replay. But we do thank God. And so you are here on WEXY on the radio for the record, and we're talking with her about some of the things that are going on. And, oh, she's on my life. Oh,
yes, that's me.
I feel so special now. Yay. But we thank God for all of that. And we're especially grateful because, you know, you can always hear the difference between people who are arrogant and haughty and just crazy and people who are real and genuine and just people who mean God, so to speak. And I thank God for her being somebody that is real and genuine. And I think that that's one of the keys to being promoted is that God promotes those who will promote him or will be a good example of what he's about, what he's doing, what he's talking about. And so I thank God for, again, who you are, your ministry, your ability, your giftings, and the fact that you're willing to share and you do it with such grace and such kindness. It's really fantastic. Yeah, genuine and authentic, exactly. And you can hear it. It's not, you know, sometimes people try to talk the right talk, but you hear that's just a facade.
No, this is definitely me, whether it's on the phone, whether it's in my home, whether it's on the road at an event, because it's the only way that I know how to be in, and it's the only way I want to be in. So, yes, there is Kimberly Lawson Rovey, but mostly what I tell everybody is I'm just Kim. That's it. I just so happen to have God's blessing and to be able to have the career that I have, but it's my job, no different than anyone else's. I mean, that's really how I've always felt about it, and I just couldn't be more grateful. I couldn't be more grateful.
Well, thank God. All right, so everybody, reminding you that she's going to be there from 5, so if you get there for 6 to 8, you might be late as far as being able to get the signing in anyway. So
yes.
You want to make it there by 5 if you want
yes.
to get the book signed. Cause
yes, so we should have still plenty of time, but I just thought, well, you know what, at least I can get started a little bit earlier because I don't want anyone to be left out in terms of getting their book signed. So.
Exactly. Man, now, I know that normally, you know, you don't mention all other outlets, but you are going to be on Channel 6.
Yes.
And just because it's television and we're radio.
Oh, okay.
What time and when should they tune in for that?
I'm looking at the schedule, and I thought, and I'm not sure of the exact time, but I know that's the time frame.
So tune in, guys. We want to make sure that every time we see her around in South Florida that we bring the numbers up because, you've been introduced and you know that she's got some great stuff. Now, I know I said I was going to open up, and I am. For those of you who may have forgotten or don't remember, because we do have the giveaways to give away, even if you don't ask a question or even if you don't have a question to ask, although you can, but even if you don't have a question to ask, we definitely want to start doing our giveaways. So the number to call for the giveaways, 954-561-1553, 954-561-1554. Those are the numbers you're going to call, 954-561-1553 or 954-561-1554. And we'll be giving away those books. Now, as you call in, there will be somebody who will take the call. They'll be able to determine whether you are the caller that is the winner. If you have a question, you can then say, I would like to ask a question, and they'll put you through so that you can ask the question, and we'll be able to handle it from there. But we definitely want to make sure that we get those books out and given away. We thank you again for giving those books to us so we can give it away to
yeah.
those who are listening. And we're excited because, of course, we got a pre-release. So we're excited.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, our general manager, she was excited, and she was like, but I do audiobooks. I was like, well.
So she would actually prefer to have that, I'm sure.
Yeah, she's like, I do audiobooks. I was like, yeah, well, it's coming. It's coming.
That's right. We'll have to do something about that. Sure that she gets copy.
Yeah, because that is her preferred mode. Because, and it again goes back to the whole being busy.
Yes.
We're busy people, and of course, as a general manager of a radio station, super busy.
I can't even imagine. Yeah, she is, but she is such a kind, wonderful person. As
yes.
busy as I know that she must be. I mean, she's just. Awesome. Some people are just awesome, and you just know it right out of the gate, and she is certainly one of them.
Yes. So I just got the release to say Trish Phillips.
Oh, so I can't say Trish.
Yeah, because, you know, she's like, Harry, just general manager, And then she's like, you can say Trish Phillips. I said, okay, thank you. So Trish Phillips. Yeah, so we're going to see about making sure that Trish Phillips gets
yes,
an
definitely,
audiobook.
Definitely, definitely. I am certainly grateful for her and just glad to know her.
Better late than never?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, she pre-ordered it already, so don't worry about
okay.
it. Nah.
Okay.
She pre-ordered.
Wonderful.
So, yay. Well, we thank God for our general manager of WEXY 1520, Trish Phillips, who has made sure and got her copy already. So I'm going to say to you guys, get your copy. Again, call in. I think one of our we already have one of the callers that's the winner. I think that's what that door closing was. I was trying to pay attention, and I was kind of caught up between the other things. But I do want to let you know that you can pre-order your books from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Indie Books, Books A Million. Definitely would love for you guys to pre-order and, you know, kind of do like we did Black Panther.
Yes.
All them pre-orders before box office hit, it was like, and now we've sold over. Yeah, do that part.
And
that part right
the
there.
What I tell, and a lot of times readers are not aware of it, because when I do tell them, they're always very kind to support, you know, us as authors. Our first week of sales is just like opening weekend at a movie theater. That tells the industry whether it's something people want to read or not, and if it's something that they should continue to support, and all of the above. So it really does make a difference.
See that, guys? I wasn't wrong. I was right.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Was, definitely.
Make sure. Do it. Pre-order. Put in as many pre-orders. We've got time for you all to blow up the pre-orders. Blow it up. Blow up every pre-order. As a matter of fact, you know, for those of you who are just learning about the series and just hearing about it, definitely pre-order this, but catch up on the series. There's 14 other books that you should look at.
Yeah.
Besides the other books that make up the 26, because I really would encourage you to make sure that you have in your library every Kim Robey book that you can get your hands on. Okay. All books have been won, and now we have the winner of the full series who wants to say something on the air. So we're going to give that person an opportunity now to do so. But anyway, sorry about that. Sorry for the interruption. I should have changed and switched. I didn't do that. My bad. I think I've got her now. So, caller, Tanae Ford.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we've got you. You are on the air and you are live now with Kim Robey, and we're giving you an opportunity to have your words that you'd like to say to her as our winner of the full grand prize. The entire series.
Can't be bad. Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much. I'm so excited.
Wonderful.
To
I hope
read
you enjoy
all the
reading
series.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Ma'am?
No, I said excellent. Anything else you'd like to say?
I just had one question. Mm-hmm. I would just like to ask Ms. Robey Lawson, at what age, I guess, do you realize the power of words and, you know, your writing interest?
Wow. You know, probably when I was 9 years old, and I still don't think I fully thought about it, but I have thought back over the years, and you all are probably a little bit younger than me, so you won't remember, but years ago, in the middle of the cartoon broadcast, on CBS, they used to have something called In the News, and it was kind of a little commercial for kids is what I always said, and it would have all types of topics and, you know, things that were going on here in the U.S. as well as abroad, problems in the world, things that, very short, they put a call out one Saturday morning and had their address on the TV screen, and they wanted students to send in a letter and a photo and just say why it was bad for adults to smoke cigarettes. That's what you needed to write about. And I wrote that, and there, I'm sure, must have been thousands and thousands of kids in the country that submitted something. And I can still remember my mom getting a phone call saying that mine had been chosen and that they would be reading it, and it would have the letter and my little photo on the screen that coming Saturday morning. And I still remember getting up seeing that on that Saturday morning, and I was 9 years later. So whatever I wrote and whatever I said, you know, it was handwritten. I didn't have a copy of it, so I can't even look back on it now, but it must have been enough for them to say, this is going to be one of a very few that we're going to actually air on television.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
And thank you for your books. I look forward to reading them and enjoying them.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, we thank God. So we're excited, and so you all know, all the books have been won. All the giveaways have been won. So we do thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for all of you who called in, all of you who won a book. We're excited about that. For you, Miss Kim, for being with us and for sharing with us and for sharing your story. I'm so excited about that. Look forward to possibly having another chance to talk with you again when you when you do another project, or when you decide you're going to do the next novel or the nonfiction work, because we definitely want to hear what's going on and keep up with what you're doing, because we really do appreciate your work.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Nikki, for being so kind. You have such a sweet spirit, so I always appreciate that. That just always encourages me, and it just feels good when you talk to good people, people who are just coming from the right place, and I can tell that. Haven't even met you in person, supporting me in such a huge way. I can't thank you enough.
Well, we are appreciative, and we thank you. We thank you for giving such a great series, for all that you have put out. We wish you great success on the rest of your tour. We definitely wish you great success for the September engagements.
Mm-hmm.
We want to encourage everybody to be able to continue to be a part of what's going on. Go on to Kim Robey, KimRobey.com, so you can follow, get involved in everything. Follow her on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Friend her on Facebook, and I don't remember what you do with the IG.
I know. I think that's a follow, too.
Okay, and follow on IG.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she does any Snap or anything else, but if you just go on her webpage.
Yeah, you named them all. That's kind of where it ends for me.
Yeah, I don't do Snap either. Everybody's like, get on Snapchat. I'm like, I can.
No. It's like one more medium. I can't. So.
All right. Well, thank you again. Any last words you'd like to share with the people before we go?
No, I just want to thank you and Trish again, and also all of my readers in the Fort Lauderdale area, and even those on Facebook Live, and, just for doing all that you've done to help my career become what it ended up being. I am indebted, and I'm just grateful. And for the Fort Lauderdale listeners and viewers, I certainly hope to see you when I am there the first week in August.
See you then.
Thank you. Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We thank God for each and every one of you tuning in. You are tuned in to WEXY on the radio for the record, and we were talking to none other than New York Times bestselling author Kimbala Lawson Roby, and she's going to be here. You're going to hear that announcement, and then we'll be gone. So until next time, keep it on the radio and make sure it's for the record.
Save the date, Monday, August 6th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the African American Research Library and Cultural Center, 2650 Sistrunk Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. None other than best-selling New York Times book author Kimbala Lawson Roby. You don't want to miss this, and she'll be signing books for you. Better Late Than Never, a Reverend Curtis Black novel by Kimbala Lawson Roby. She'll be signing and meeting and greeting on Monday, August 6th at the African American Research Library and Cultural Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
Experience the supernatural right here on
1520 AM
WEXY, Wilton Manors, Oakland Park, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami.
The following is a paid advertisement. The sponsor is entirely responsible for its content.
Prophetic Holy Ghost Revival is in its 17th week with the Canadian prophetess Gloria Johnson.
Goodbye.